if you have a good idea of who you are and, you know, how you feel about yourself, I think it maybe is easier. I don't always have a great idea of that, so it can be dangerous for me to do it.
Good or bad, reading reviews doesn't always sit well with Langhorne Slim, but however they affect his head, they don't seem to detract from his music, as he's reached album number 3 of his Holy Roller Bluesy Showmanship. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. Langhorne Slim's last record was a self-titled release with his band, The War Eagles. And on his new album, Be Set Free, it's only his name on the cover. It's a continuing evolution for the Pennsylvania native, especially in the studio, defining his sound and finding his voice, both as a writer and a singer. But as a performer, the mix of heart-rending, glass-raising songs caught on from the start, bringing gospel, folk, and blues together with raw barroom energy. It's catching on at bigger venues these days, too, and Langhorne Slim talked with host Claudia Marshall about a couple of gigs and a couple of goals during a return stop at FUV.
Since the last time I've seen you, since you were here last at WFUV, you've been on Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
You've been at the Newport Folk Festival.
Yeah, that was amazing for us.
Talk a little bit about what that was like, because that's really big time stuff.
It was really special. We did a few festivals this summer that were awesome for us, but Newport and Lollapalooza was another one that I always wanted to go to see the bands, so it was exciting to be one of the bands. And Newport was just, you know, the history of that festival is incredible.
So do you sort of bring a different set with you when you play a festival like Lollapalooza?
No, not so much. I think from doing this for, you know, we tour, I think, around 8 or 9 months out of the year. And I think one thing that we've kind of learned is you don't need to change it for the audience. I think if you bring the energy, if the songs are good and you play a good show, different audiences, different ages, different people will respond to it. A very different festival from Newport. I'd definitely say that.
Some are born to be good, some are born to be bad. Most did the best that they could, and others just wish that they had. But if I could return to when I was a child, forget what I learned, go back to the wild, back to the wild.
When you went into the studio to make full-length record number 3, which we are now calling Be Set Free, were you like, okay, this is the record that's going to be X or Y? Did you have an idea of what you wanted this thing to sound like going in?
Just really good. But no, there's not a master plan. At least that's not how I've ever worked, just to make a really good record. That's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
But not, oh, it's gonna feel like this or that. At least for me and for us, I think that develops in the studio,
right?
And not something you could exactly force, I don't think.
I know you are credited with all of the writing. Do the band members also contribute in the studio?
A ton. Yeah. I write the songs, but they make them sound really good.
Well, that's pretty.
They help with arranging and add, you know, I don't tell David or Jeff or Malachi to play it like that. You know, they bring their talents in.
Right. So it goes in sounding like one thing and it comes out sounding like something else.
Yeah.
Every garden can grow. Every mouth can form a smile. Let yourself go. Ease your mind for a while. When you're tired and you're torn, set free. All right.
From Langhorne Slim, that's Be Set Free, performed live at the FUV studios. Sarah Wardrop produced today's Take 5, and the complete interview is one of many available anytime online at WFUV.org.